This is Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner, and on this month's program, we're going to be talking with Travis Havens, the president and CEO of Hospice of Illinois. And welcome back into the program, Travis.
Thanks so much, Dale. It's always great here to be here with you.
And we're going to do some thank yous because you just had a nice, successful fundraiser.
Yeah, we sure did. Best one we've ever had, Dale.
Just that's great.
Hard to grab words for it. It was such a great night for Hospice of Illinois and our community. So we have our annual fundraiser every year. This year it was a Roaring Twenties speakeasy theme, and the community just got behind that full-fledged. And so they dressed up. They were in just such a great mood and just in such a giving spirit that night. And so we had it at the White Birch Wedding Barn and just a phenomenal venue. Thanks so much to the Pelham family. Pat and Amy, they donated that to us.
Oh, and wow.
It went so well. It was so great working with them and vice versa. Pat said to me in the middle of the event, Travis, what do you say we run this back every year?
All right.
So we are so blessed to say, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much, Pat. Yeah. So, yeah, we're looking to have it there again next year and going forward. And so we have so many thank yous that made this night possible. Again, the Pelham family and the White Birch Wedding Barn and their team, W4 Entertainment, MC Bartending, Danley's Country House, Perfect Pick Open Air Photo Booth, the Tecumseh Big Band just did a phenomenal job for us. And then, of course, our Hospice of Illinois Speakeasy Fundraising Committee. This committee just worked tirelessly to pull this thing off and hit all their goals and beyond. And then, of course, our biggest thank you to our sponsors, over $95,000 raised in sponsorships for the event, and our auction donors, and then those that gave toward those auction items. Just a fantastic night, Dale.
We talk about this as being your annual fundraiser, and I'm so glad that you did so well and you raised so much money again this year. Let's talk about, all right, what is that money used for then, Travis?
Yeah, absolutely. And we should always answer that question. People say like, well, hospice is a Medicare benefit, isn't it? Doesn't Medicare pay you guys, Medicaid, commercial insurances? Yes to all the above. And then we have conditions of participation that we must meet to stay that Medicare-approved hospice agency providing that end-of-life care. However, Hospice of Illinois goes way above those conditions of participation, Dale, and so we have things that many other hospices don't have, and one of them is our inpatient unit or our hospice home. Mm-hmm. There's only 16 in the entire state of Michigan out of 83 counties and 183 hospices. We have one right here. Medicare doesn't and cannot fully reimburse us for what it costs to run a hospice home. That's why there's so few of them. And so we need the community's backing to do that. And so events like this go toward that. The other thing that it goes toward is our community bereavement program. We support anybody that suffered a loss at no cost to the recipient. And so we also go into all the local school districts and support children that are grieving the loss of loved ones. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that this event really helps support that's way above and beyond Medicare's guidelines and requirements is our charity care program.
Oh,
we
yes.
never turn away somebody based upon their ability to pay, Dale, or if they are underinsured or uninsured, we can still take care of that because our community is so giving and gives so willingly toward our cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that also goes to the point that you received. Is it at a 5-star or 4-star?
5-star
rating.
Deal. Yeah. So, yeah. Like I said, 183 hospices in Michigan. There's only 12 5-star hospices in Michigan, and your Hospice of Illinois is one of them. And so it's that kind of quality care that we're promising to the community that we need to keep going. And so this philanthropic support that we get allows us to go above and beyond and deliver at that level of care, meeting our community members right at their point of need when they need us most.
And it's never too early to look into a Hospice of Illinois, is there?
You are absolutely right. And that is something, you know, people constantly say to us, wow, I wish I would have called you sooner. But I've never had somebody say, Travis, I wish I would have waited.
Yeah,
that's never been a phrase to me, Dale. So because people realize like, oh my gosh, I don't realize how much you do and how much you bring in to not only support the patient with a life-limiting illness, but also the whole family, that whole family unit that we're caring for, Dale.
Yeah.
So call us sooner and we will send a nurse out to come talk to you and have what's called a goals of care conversation and deliver the information for how we can support you. And then if you don't qualify yet for hospice or you're not ready, there's no pressure. We just put you on the list to check in with you every now and then, or if something changes, you call us back and then we can get started. So it never hurts to call sooner.
Okay, and that phone number for them to call
is 517-263-2323. It's been the same for 43 years, so yes. It's an easy one to remember. Or you can find us on Facebook, Hospice of Lenawee, or our website, hospiceoflenawee.org. You can easily get information there and reach out to us for more information, Dale.
Again, congratulations on a wonderful, successful fundraiser that you just had too, Travis.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. A goal, we set a goal that we thought was really ambitious to raise $165,000 for the mission, and we actually raised $190,000, Dale. So just, we're blown away by our community.
That's great.
We just can't say thank you enough.
That's great. Well, congratulations once again. This has been Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gardner, and I've been talking with Travis Haven, the president and CEO of Hospice of Lenawee. And we'll talk again next month.